It's Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for the planets of Venus and Mars in the southwest during sunset. Also, keep an eye out for Jupiter, which will be rising around about 11 p.m. in the east. The moon this week will be passing through its new moon phase.
This week, something really special, a mission to a planet in our solar system that we don't often hear about.
Yes, it's a surprising story this week of a joint U.S.-Russian mission to revisit our sister planet. Venus, despite being one of the closest planets to the Earth, has not been the target of a mission since the European Venus Express was launched there back in 2005. This new mission would seek to insert an unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV, into the skies above Venus, essentially giving us an up-close and personal view of our sister planet.
Why haven't we returned to Venus earlier?
Well, Venus is a frustrating place, one that's notoriously difficult to explore. This is mostly due to the thick cloud cover that envelops the planet all year round. That means a good view of the surface is out of the question.
And how about using a lander of some kind?
Well, several landers were dispatched by the Soviet Union back in the 60s to explore the surface. However, the intense surface temperatures and atmospheric pressure destroyed all of them. The temperature hovers around 800 degrees, and the pressure is around 1,000 times that of the Earth. And to top it all off, the clouds of Venus are made of sulfuric acid. It is a thoroughly nasty place.
So why do they want to go back there?
Not exactly a vacation spot for future explorers.
But something must be there that they're curious about.
And I think it's the mystery that draws us back. Now, the main goal of this new mission will be to study the atmosphere and weather on Venus. But should it prove successful, it may pave the way for another surface mission. However, we will have to wait till 2025 to find out.
And that would mean some heavy-duty equipment that could stand that sort of environment.
That's going to be the main engineering challenge in order to make this a successful mission.
Something of a good thing, because the relationship with Russia hasn't been sounding so good. Who puts this together with the Russians? Is this NASA?
It is indeed. It will be a NASA and Roscosmos, the Russian Space Agency, joint mission.
Obviously, we'll be learning more about it in the future as things progress. Christopher Phillips, thank you so much for this interesting story.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.